No. So the message, indeed, in this contrivance, is for all people, not just some, but all. And it speaks to the heart of the individual being struggling to find its way. And if you are, indeed, as the message suggests, a conscious and important being in the concept that all of you here, all of you have, experienced an oddity in your life that you could not explain, an oddity that suggested to you and whispered at an ability in you, a concept in you that you've always wondered about. That suggestion was whispering in its subtle prose that there is more to you than meets the eye, is more than what your body looks like, is what is in here that is everything. And in that, you understand that your uniqueness, yes, but everyone is unique. To then understand that if you are the navel of your universe, if you are indeed that most beauteous entity, that what you think matters, well, of course it matters. Every party wants you to join. Every housing development wants you to move there. Every corporation wants you to buy their products. And every pill company wants you to get sick and buy their pills. Everyone wants your attention. Famous people would not be famous if you didn't look upon them. Nobody. You are argued for. What would religion be without your sins? How could a doctrine sustain if you weren't there? So what has sinned? The monkeys, the fish, the flora, the trees. And you can walk around prostrate all day to the Creator and say, that palm tree has sinned. That is the doctrine of the palm. Everyone wants you. And everyone wants you to be on their side. And you are. You're on a lot of sides. That means that your pie of reality has already been bought and paid for, and at the center of you are helpless to heal a headache. You are indeed helpless to send yourself a runner. It's true. So you are very important. Never think you are not. And to understand that there is a struggle in the countries for education versus belief, that the diminishing concepts of science, diminishing under the burden of religious fanaticism, is underway. And perhaps you belong to a collapsing group, that simply to believe in something is all you need to do. You believe it every day. That's your commitment to it. You empowered, you gave not 10% of your earnings, but you gave 10% of your life, which is huge. Cannot buy that back. To believe in something. So, you are important. And when we come to the nucleus of your life, you are very important to everyone in your life, and they to you. How deep is your forgiveness? How heavy is your blame? How many enemies do you have? Versus how many do you love? And when you can answer those things by simply saying that I have abolished the need to suffer and to prop up people as my enemies, if I have abolished the need to forgiveness, because in forgiving you may forgive but you never forget, how is that possible? that I abolish that act and simply change. That I will live my life without the ridicule of others, for I do not need to be special enough to be hurt. I do not need to be special enough to have my wife and my children or my husband or my lover become submissive to my whims. I release that this day. And when you start at the nucleus, that the most important person in you, family, is you. When you start there and clean it all up and take back your power, you, I will never blame you again, because I certainly have, and I have been served by such blame. I have benefited emotionally. I have gained friends on my side. I have created a doctrine of principality, and I am at war. I have gained all of the emotion from that, and this day I shan't feel it ever again. That's clean. I will never hate you again, because utterly you have done no wrong thing to me. I have benefited by you in my imagination. How many of you understand that? You release that, you release. Now you're growing lighter, but more powerful. And you look at your beloved and you say to your beloved entity, never again will I be unfaithful to you, because I resent you because I am. I am unfaithful to you because I am a sexual creature. I am to blame for my fantasies. And I resent you in an awkward way that I resent myself. But you I will persecute because you are not my fantasy. And it's their fault instead of your fault. I'll never again do that. Never. Dignity is we take someone out of the sewer of your mind and we put them in a high place. And that act of contrition upon your part starts to make you a mighty being. A being who has the conscience of being present. And how often have you even made love and been present to who love you? It is they you are loving rather than some phantom. How often have no power? That's why it has escaped you. The art of being present is to put back into a place of sweet morality those entities that we are most intimate with, and find that their great touch is worth being present and looking at them and finding a renewal of interest. That the interest is not degrading, but indeed that the interest is genuine and new and found. That we start. And we replace the women in our lives in a place of freedom. All that they do is mostly disingenuous because they are fighting to find themselves while at last serving you or your children or the neighbors or their clubs. They have to do something with their life. And in the quiet frustration, feeling an embargo upon self-revealed. Now, if they cannot be who they are, they do a lot of things that are destructive to their life. And in the end of their life, they bear the greatest burden of knowing the greatest loss and wondering why they didn't stand up and be those unrequited dreams. Turn to your partner and tell them that straight away. You may begin.